Cool.
Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good afternoon. Again, welcome to the Gridmasters call to service. Dates June, July. Huh, I'm running a whole month ahead. June 6th, 2021. And we're just very pleased to have you all with us. I'm always pleased to be anywhere, so I'm gonna be happy. So sorry about that. The only problem is that my wife can't figure out what to do with my hair when the chemo kind of made it curly. I've never had curly hair, so that's why I look kind of funny, like I just got out of bed or something. But eventually, it won't change, so it's okay. Anyway, thank you all for being here today, and Ms. Sharka is going to be our leader and facilitator, and we're very pleased for her to accept that responsibility. And we know she'll do a great job. And here's Sharka.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thanks to John and Joan and Kimberly for making Gridmasters call possible. I'm also grateful to my friend Ruth for editing my presentation to correct my English and also helping me to work with Zoom and finally learning to create virtual backgrounds. However, I did create this background, which you see behind me. It's a virtual background instead of my real picture. It's a painting which I have done of Archangel Gabriel. However, I was hoping that I could switch these backgrounds. And I've just learned that it was too complicated to be explained in a few minutes for me. So I'm not going to be switching then. I will have to just describe what you would advise to see. And on the Facebook, I will give you that picture there. I will place the picture there so then you can kind of see what I was talking about. I have to admit, I was intimidated with the tremendous creativity of the previous Gridmaster facilitators and the leaders who are now teaching our refresh lessons. As I prepared for this lesson, I became aware
Question.
of the fact, can you still hear me? I see something on my screen.
Excuse me, but I'm not able to hear you very clearly. You're low. Your volume's low.
Yeah,
Thank
we've
you.
read that, and it's
You cannot hear me? You cannot hear me? Well,
it just gotta you gotta listen real close, please.
do I need to speak louder or what?
Yes.
If you could.
As I prepared for this lesson, can you hear me better?
Yes.
I became aware of that the fact that I was comparing myself to these wonderful creators, and I started to put myself down to the point where I felt unworthy of doing this call. In lesson three this year, 2020, we were told that after receiving the two very sacred codes and the garment of light, we are finally capable of loving ourselves. I have come to realize that by comparing myself to others, there was no room for loving myself. I recalled how many times our teachers of light told us not to compare ourselves to others. However, this proved to be very challenging for me. I asked Yeshua, please tell me a quality I have for which I can love myself. The answer came immediately. It is your loyalty, dedication, and obedience to God. I remembered that I truly always did that. Since I was a little girl, I loved God, not religions. I actually reacted to religions. Yet, I always deeply loved God. I loved God, yet it was challenging to do that because I grew up in a communist system. Their explanation for everything was purely materialistic, no room for believing in God. Therefore, I had to suppress my inner thoughts. It was because if I shared any of my true thoughts, which obviously did not agree with what the system was demanding people to think, I could actually endanger my family and myself. For example, many people had disappeared just for claiming that they do not like the president. For a long time, it was difficult for me to share and be proud of my inner thoughts. I needed to be reminded of the qualities I have because I took my inner thoughts for granted. I have realized that the qualities of loyalty, dedication, and obedience to God were a big deal. Finally, it became easier to stop comparing myself to others and start loving myself. I know that all of us in the seating of the divine image have these qualities. And I believe right now, all of us could use some cheering to be proud of what we are doing as masters of light. In our last lesson on January 2021, Metatron explained that in the next 6 to 8 months, the chaos in the world would be accelerating. I believe that after those 6 to 8 months, the chaos will start slowing down. Actually, I have observed few flashes of the dark energy destroying itself. In the last many years, whenever I would hear the song, "We Are the Champions" by Queen, I would feel lifted up and happy. It was more because of the music than the words. So I have decided, just for us, to write new lyrics for this song. I'm proud of Vera's courage to sing for us so beautifully, and Leanne for writing new lyrics for Hallelujah, and then finding a professional artist to sing it. I'm proud of being a good professional artist. This is my painting, as I said before, of the Archangel Gabriel. However, singing, I can also write. However, singing is very challenging for me. To sing along with others, I can handle. Yet, I was told a few times in my life, because being out of tune while trying to sing on my own. Therefore, I will be playing the song in the background and reciting the lyrics over the song. I was hoping that I could also run the lyrics on the screen, but I have not learned how to do that yet. So I will be just playing the song and talking, saying those lyrics, new lyrics. We honor God all the time. We resiliently and repeatedly eliminated anomalies from our minds. And there were quite a few. With humility and pride, continuously, we are coming through and we'll keep going on and on and on. We are the masters of lights, my friends. We'll keep shining our light forever. We are Christed beings. We are masters of light. No time for stopping. Because we are divine beings of light in the world. We honor God all the time. We resiliently and repeatedly eliminated anomalies from our minds, and there were quite a few. With love and unity, we are coming through. It is a challenge before the world and human race. And we are winning. We are the masters of light, my friends. We'll keep shining light forever. We are crazy beings. We are the masters of light. No time for stopping. Because we are beings of light in the world. We are the masters of light, my friends. And we'll keep shining our light forever. We are the masters of light. We are crazy beings. And the priests of the order of Melchizedek too. I hope you could hear me. After listening over and over to our last three lessons, I have received a mental picture of how the pink diamond geometrical shape, while turning clockwise, transforms the distorted cube base, which was created after the fall of consciousness, into the original one. Now, I would show you, if I knew how, I would show you this picture. However, I will describe it instead. This pink diamond shape I painted the pink diamond shape as an engine in between the distorted cube base, which would be on the bottom, and the original one, which I placed on the top. While the pink diamond shape is turning clockwise, creates magnetism at the same time the distorted cube base is turning counterclockwise. Because of the magnetism, the pink diamond shape is transforming the distorted cube base shape into the original base diamond shape. You can notice on the picture, if you saw it, that there are pillars of light coming up from every corner of the distorted cube base shape. These pillars are coming up from all corners. The one up, the north, is related to the event of 11-11-11. When Christed matrix was brought back into the center of the earth. The one on the south, which is down, is related to the event of our graduation on December 6th. The pillar of the east is related to the event of the equinox on the December 21st. And the one on the west is related to the event of the December 31st, when the era of Pisces has ended and the era of Aquarius has started. The pink diamond base shape in the middle also has pillars coming up from every corner. The one up, the north, is the pillar being guarded by Joan and John, with the quality of wisdom. Down the south, the pillar is being guarded by Georgette with the quality of purity and protection. To our right, which is the east, there is the pillar guarded by Jenna with the quality of healing. And to our left, which is the west, there is the pillar guarded by John Carroll with quality of inspiration and communication. We all have, according to our prime directives, chosen our places on the north, south, east, or west. In the center, there is the pillar guarded by Malena with the quality of creativity. We were told that these pillars are there to stay for eternity. According to Metatron, the intention for the Grid Master's service is to transmit to the Earth and humanity the energies of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates with the unity consciousness and stability and the element of love with forgiveness. Please breathe in. Be conscious of yourself in the Sacred Heart Center and be in our pillar of light and also in our light body with the light garment. They are all emblazoned with the sacred name of Source, Yod Hey Bath Hey. Have your crown chakra wide open, receiving light code of Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. And say it out loud three times with me. Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Zama, Zama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. And be aware of that we are changing molecular composition of matter. Now be present sitting in our light body in our Merkaba field. Command our Merkaba to spin 100% of light. Speed it up to 130%. Be aware of that we are feeding our light body from the light spectrum, which is in the Merkaba field and comes from Source. Now step into the quantum field and experience receiving the holographic projections about the rays of creation. This is our creative place. Now fly to our crucible, greet our crucible family, who have physical bodies, and divine beings who do not have physical bodies, ascended masters, archangels, Elohim, lords of light, stargate beings from the Sirius, Arcturus, Pleiades, and Andromeda. We are very grateful for their guidance. Now spin the fourth triad, creating a huge spinning vortex. This is where our Ark of the Covenant is. Focus on creating Xeon particles of thought. Now merge this spinning vortex with the third triad. Keep the fourth and third triad spinning. The third triad consists of the crown chakra that connects us with the center channel of our body, the universal mind chakra and the soul star chakra. Now merge this vortex of energy with the second triad, and the second triad is where we create with differentiating the undifferentiated light by compressing it. Be conscious of the spinning vortex of the fourth, third, and the second triads. And through our fifth chakra, include the first triad.
keep spinning this huge vortex of fourth, third, and second, and first triad. Be aware of light packets that we have placed in our chakra system. Now place our attention on six double helixes of DNAs spinning and blending with each other. These DNAs also hold light packets. Be aware of them. Blend this spinning vortex of DNAs with the spinning vortex of fourth triads, creating more expanded, unified field. Now be conscious of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates energies. And be in the center of the pink diamond with Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. And on the platinum ray in the cosmic pillar of light, rotating clockwise the base cube diamond shape, creating the magnetism which transforms the distorted base cube diamond shape into the original one. While holding these energies and the energies of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates, be aware of unity consciousness and transmit it with stability and the element of love to the earth and humanity, allowing the chaos to bring needed changes in the world and consciousness of humans. Now hold this energy, transmitting it for at least 5 minutes or more until you are complete. Thank you everyone for participating. Blessings.
Thank you, Sharka, for leading us in this beautiful meditation transmission. And with that, we will close our Gridmaster session. If you would like to stay in this wonderful space and continue to transmit, feel free to do that. Blessings.